Hi, this is Anna, and this is Chicket at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing the Thai BL drama series called Bromance 2, 5 years later, episode 5. This was a very confusing episode, peeps, and it took me a long time to get this watched this week simply because they didn't get it uploaded with English subs for a while. So, I finally got it watched, and in essence, I am confused. And I am even more confused after watching this episode with English subtitles than I was really before I watched this episode with English subtitles. Mainly because this episode opens with Banks and Golf, who have gone on a shopping trip and have come back to Banks' house. You also kind of get clarification that Banks' mom and Golf's dad had gotten divorced, and Banks lives in this big empty house, which, no offense, is very awkward for me as a viewer because the bookshelves have nothing on it. It's like they literally filmed this in an empty house that he happens to have a bed in, which is kind of strange, no offense. And Golf and him are just kind of talking and playing and, you know, rousting around. They're not doing anything inappropriate or, you know, oddly. But as things progress, Banks mentions that he misses the past. He misses, you know, being able to go back to their old house that they had with, you know, his mom married to Golf's dad and, you know, things being okay that way. And, you know, I think we all have a tendency at some points in our life to get nostalgic about the past, but you also have to keep your feet firmly in the future. And some of us really don't have too much trouble being nostalgic about the past because, you know, we're pretty happy with life the way it is in the current time. But Banks is having trouble because he's trying to balance how do I deal with the present, how do I deal with the fact that Golf is not dead. And he actually goes up to his room after Golf sees him, he sees Golf off, and he shuts off in his calendar here, he marks over the fact that it would be the 5th year since Golf's death, since Golf is not dead. At this same point in time, you get this weird little text message that says that Arm is wishing him and Banks a happy 2nd anniversary. And this is where the confusing part comes in for Anna. No offense here, peeps, but it is very confusing. But what happened is Banks had been seeing this guy, who is his boyfriend, and they have been going together for 2 years. I think this is going to make a lot more sense in context, simply because this series is so poorly put together, and I'm not trying to be bad to Wabi Sabi Studios. I'm simply saying whoever designed this storyline really had some issues with continuity. But if you go back and watch something called My Bromance 2, it was a series that came out a few years ago. I'm going to drop a link in the description. I think it's going to make a lot more sense watching this series if you watch that one. I'm actually going to binge watch that this weekend. It's one of my goals, at least some of it. But the reason I'm saying that is Banks has this boyfriend named Arm, who he has had for 2 years. And Arm, I have to say, is a pretty cool character. I love it because whoever Banks ends up with, he always ends up with boyfriends who are really kitschy. They always like these little doodads. Like, Arm's house, he ends up going to see Arm to apologize for something later on in the show. Arm's shelves are full of all these doodads, which I had to sit there and laugh because I had finished watching My Bromance, the movie, and P. Golf's room was full of doodads, too. I'm going, it is so funny that every time Banks ends up with someone, he always ends up with someone who has doodads, and Bank ends up, you know, in an empty house without hardly any stuff, and he always, you know, ends up with someone who has a lot of stuff. But anyway, kind of a little segue there. Arm and Banks have been dating, and this is kind of a surprising twist for the story, simply because I personally kind of was of the thought process that Banks probably wasn't going to be with anyone simply because of his last conversation or last narration in My Bromance, where he says basically, you know, golf is dead. Guess that's it for me. And you know, I really assumed from that conclusion of My Bromance that that was probably true. Now, I totally get that for some people, it's like that's not true. They go on, and a few years later, they meet someone absolutely wonderful, and it would be a crime not to be with someone who is perfect simply because the person that you loved and care about no longer is here. And I think that really is what happened with Banks. Banks ended up meeting this Arm character, and Arm is a really cool person. Arm ends up coming in to see Banks with a cake for their anniversary, and he walks in, and Golf and Banks are having a moment. And I really don't think Banks was trying to be a bad person here, because this is where the confusing bit comes in. Because, quite honestly, the fact that Banks is sitting there with his boyfriend on one side of 2 years, his brother, who really isn't his brother, and I really wish we would all just quit calling him his brother because it's just confusing. I'm going, they never were brothers. They're not even related, and their parents are divorced. So, hence, yeah. Anyway, moving on. But Banks doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know how to reconcile the past with the current time, and he doesn't know what to do with his relationship with Golf or his relationship with Arm. It is really tearing him apart. I also think that his parents, both his stepdad and his mother, really would should be in what we call in the Midwest, oh, what's the term? When you just really wanted to sit there and go, what were they thinking? Hogtied. It's not a nice term, but that's what you used to say when you didn't know a better word and you wanted to sit up and go, what are they thinking? Because really, what his mother and stepdad put Banks through and put Golf through is something that no parent should ever put any child that they love through. I mean, honestly, it really was one of the cruelest, craziest, stupidest things they could have possibly done. Their opinion was that since the boys liked each other, they should separate them and have the one kid say he was dead so the other kid could move on with somebody else. And so we have this huge triangular problem now, which I'm not even going to call a love triangle, but okay, where Banks, who has lived his life trying to live well and has finally met a really nice person, is now thrown into a tailspin by the fact that Golf, who he has cared about since he was a kid, I'm thinking 15 to 18, anyway, is back, and he doesn't know what to do with it because Golf is the one who he has all those experiences with. And what does he reconcile with? Who does he choose to live his life with? I personally think, from a completely analytical standpoint, which I know you're not supposed to think from a completely analytical standpoint, and I'm sure this might hack some people who are really big fans of bromance off. I think Banks would have been better off with Arm in many, many different ways. Because Arm, I think, would be a much kinder person than Banks, just from his personality and his way of dealing with things. Like when he walks in and sees Golf and Banks, he does kind of lose it. He really does. But he sits there and he goes, you know, Banks, you told me this. I didn't know you felt this way about Golf, but you know. Anyway, I'm sorry, my Google's talking to me. But anyway, he leaves, gives Banks some time. And the interesting thing here is I was sitting there watching this as I'm watching the interaction with Arm, I'm watching the interaction with Golf. I'm seeing both guys getting super confused, sitting there going, what the hell is going on? And I normally don't cuss here, but I could just see it on their faces. I'm going, you know, Banks, this is a conundrum. But really, I'm not even mad at Banks for this conundrum. Who I'm mad at for this conundrum is his parents who did this 5 years ago, his mom who agreed to this, and his stepdad who did this. Because what it's led to is Banks is in a super awkward position where he is trying to reconcile the past with the current time, and he's trying to deal with the fact that he has a boyfriend, and he also has this guy who he has cared about since he was a kid, who he had planned on spending his life with and he thought was dead, who is now back, and how do I reconcile this? And I'm not saying this to be bad, but I'm going, you know, They're both mad at Banks. They're both broken. They're both confused. They're both sitting there going, what is going on? And Banks is going to have to make a decision on what he's going to do with this information. At the end of the day, I was sitting there going, who is he going to run after? Because that is probably who he's going to be with. And he ended up going and seeing his boyfriend, Arm, and basically saying, you know, I'm with you. I just found out golf came back, and there's nothing between us. Now, at this point, yeah, that was an absolute lie, and Banks shouldn't have said that. But Banks is freaked out, and when people are freaked out, they do really stupid things. And that's probably when they're probably not going to be at their most honest point, is when they're scared of losing something, which really is the point when you probably should be the most honest, so that if you do keep someone in your life, you know that you did so without being dishonest. But anyway, so Banks is now back with his boyfriend, Arm. Golf is with his dad in their apartment, and he's building one of those little robot things that he used to build when he was a kid. And then we have Banks's and Golf's friend, who is a tutor, who has ended up falling for his student. This is a problematic issue on many fronts, simply because I think the student is still in high school, and it's really hard for me to tell in these series, you know, with the age of actors, because they're quite young looking and they can be 30 years old or 35, depending. But he has fallen for one of his students, who is a friend of his in college's half our adopted brother. And they basically kind of have a talk in this guy's apartment, and then they have more than a talk, and that's kind of what happens there. Then you have the swim instructor and the kid who is taking lessons. I still am not quite sure why we even have them as a story in this series. There are way too many plot lines going on here. I think it's kind of reminiscent of, I didn't see the show for many different reasons, mainly because I don't approve of, well, to be quite honest, I don't approve of rape in relationships, so I didn't see Waterboy. It's not one that I'm ever going to watch in total, simply because I tried to watch one episode and I was like, I'm done with this, Jack. But anyway, from what I understand, that series has many different characters, many different plot lines, many different offshoots, and it's extremely hard to follow. In the same similar way for BL drama, My Bromance 2, they had 5 years to make this thing, and it is one of the most confusing linearly plot lines to watch. I mean, I have to sit there and go, where are we at and why are we here? And a lot of times I have to sit there and go, there's really no correlation between any of the storylines going off. I mean, you've got P. Golf and Banks, okay? And you've got Arm, the boyfriend of Banks. And you've got P. Golf and Banks's friend, who's the tutor with his student. And then you have a couple of kids who are dance and voice students who are competing. And then you have the swimming instructor and the kid who's learning to swim. And quite frankly, there is really no connections between any of them, except for the fact that the kid who is in the swim instructor class happened to go to the same school as Banks, and also the tutor is a friend of Banks and Pigalle. But quite frankly, it is one of the most mashed up storylines I've ever seen in my life. And I really do like Fluke Nutetch. I think he is absolutely brilliant in what he does. He is my favorite Thai actor because I think he is really good at what he does. That does not mean that I like all the movies he's in. There are a couple where there's like, it's just not my thing, not gonna be my thing, not going there. But anyway, I'm just not into vampires, and so, you know, what is it? Dark Knight and Wine, just, yeah, not my thing. So anyway, but the point of fact is Fluke Nutetch is great in this show. The guy who plays his brother, Pigalle, who isn't really his brother, and I really wish we just caught calling him his brother, did a great job. But it's just a really hard script to deal with, and they had 5 years to make this production. To make this a little clearer, and I'm going to kind of segue, there is a 12 episode series, which again, I mentioned it earlier in this episode. I'm actually going to binge watch it this weekend because I think it's going to make it a lot more concise once I see that series in what in the world they're doing in this one and where they're headed. And the reason I say this is when they came out with My Bromance the film, they decided a couple of years later, I believe, to make this My Bromance 2 series, which basically has Pigalle and Banks. Pigalle did not die, he simply was sent to the US for 8 years. And Banks has, in time, he's returned from LA. Pigalle has returned from another country, and they're both in Thailand. And they have a chance to meet as adults. Now, they're older adults than they were in like this My Bromance 2 5 years later. This would be like Pigalle and Banks in their mid-20s, whereas in the My Bromance 2, they're kind of in their, well, I would say they're probably in the series more like close to 30-ish than they would be in the one that's airing right now. This one, I think, will give a much more broad spectrum. We also have the interjection of it's mainly about Pigalle and Banks rather than all these crazy offshoots that happen. The other thing is with this My Bromance 2, this series, we have. I've got to plug in my device, just a moment. But we have the continuity of these backflashes to the original film, which they kind of react because they didn't have Fluke Natouch and the guy who played Golf play them in the series. Instead, they had another actor play Banks, and then the one who played Dune in My Engineer played Golf. I do not think this is a series for children, so I'm just going to put this huge caveat there because I think there's one scene in the last episode you definitely want to skip if you had kids. But I am going to watch it because I think it's going to make a lot more sense after watching that series to watch My Bromance 2, simply because this is really, really disjointed. And then at least I'll kind of have a framework for which they maybe base part of the My Bromance 2 5 years later off of. The other thing is, with the My Bromance series, not only do you have the flashbacks to their childhood, which make it much more continuity throughout, you also have more in-depth going on what Golf is doing, what Banks is doing. Instead of all these crazy offshoot stories, you have more on what those two characters are doing in life. For example, Pigalle is working. He's trying to, make sure that he can hold a job, keep steady work, so that when he does have a chance to be with Banks, Banks will have someone there who is dependable. And Banks, in turn, really doesn't want to have anything to do with Pigalle because he thinks that if he does, it will make things difficult for their families. At the end of the day, he decides that he does want to be with Pigalle. And how does he balance that? How does he deal with that? And how does he deal with that with the fact that he's been with a guy who's his boyfriend for 2 years, like in this series? But it makes more sense, I think, because at that point, they would have been apart for 8 years, and he also knew that Golf was alive and hadn't been back. And so he's like, well, it's different if someone dies than if they just aren't there, if you know what I mean. So I think that that series, in many, many ways, will be a much easier watch, and I'll probably like it way better, even though I really do like Fluke Natouch as an actor, think he's absolutely brilliant. For continuity, for structure, I think I'm gonna really like the My Bromance series much, much better than My Bromance 2 5 years later. And I'm still holding out because we're only on episode 5. I think they're making 9 episodes to this series. Maybe it will get better, but at the end of the day, Wabi Sabi Studios had literally 5 years to plan this production, and I'm sitting there going, what did they do with those 5 years? I mean, no offense, peeps, but really, it's one of the most strange pieces of work I have ever seen. And I don't think it's because of language barrier. I think it's because it simply wasn't given thought and care. And That's important in anything, whether you're talking about productions or life in general. And that is my review of My Bromance 2, 5 years later, episode 5. I believe they're going to be releasing episode 6 this next Wednesday. This is one reason I will always, from now on, since I am a BL fan, love autumn and January through springtime, because that's when they release all the new BLs. I'm really looking forward to the new one called My Ride that's coming out, and Until We Meet, which is kind of an offshoot of Until We Meet Again, featuring Bawn and Prim, who are absolutely hilarious on film. And so, anyway, those are two new ones coming up. I also have not seen it yet, but I understand that Generation Y is airing right now, and that a lot of people are enjoying that. Also, I believe GMMTV is airing Friend Zone 2, which I have not watched and probably won't watch. I watched some of Friend Zone 1. I thought it was interesting. It had some potential. Friend Zone 2, from what I understand, has kind of gone, I don't know how to say this nicely, a bit AWOL. And so, with that in mind, I just really don't like dramas that are more kind of like soap opera-ish. And that one tends to kind of go there. It's another GMMTV one. And I will be leaving a review eventually on why I don't really particularly like GMMTV productions as much as some other companies, simply because of quality and etc. But that's for another podcast. And with that is my review of My Bromance 2, episode 5. Check it at the round table. Bye!